And we're back. The BAFTA-nominated overview show is back for another fun-filled, fun-packed season. Well, we fucking well hope it will be.
Yeah, it will.
It will be, says Damien Cabana. Yeah. It definitely will be, says Joel Richards.
God willing.
And Neil knows it will be. The Reds go again. A new season, new overview. I'm not going to say it's a new format. It's exactly the same format. The same format that gets us on the cusp of those awards year in, year out. We're going to look back at pre-season, the beginning of this show. We're going to look forward to... We're only covering off three games because it's three games before the international break. And I make no apologies for that because we've done worse in the past. I think I did an overview show with one game once, maybe even twice. But we are overviewing the season as a whole a bit here. We've got to look forward and think, what is Arne Sleason? Arne Slot's first full season going to look like? What are our expectations? What are our minimum requirements? All that kind of stuff. But... let's start with pre-season, Joel. Apart from that game against Preston behind closed doors that doesn't count, and the Las Palmas game behind closed doors that don't count, the four games we played pre-season in front of crowds, four of them, yes, were all won, and won with a little bit of style, a little bit of panache. Goals were scored, not many were conceded.
It was very encouraging. I mean, I'll be honest, because of the timing of the games, because I didn't watch the American games live, but watching them back, you can be as encouraged as you possibly can. Now, you know, Damien, yourself, Rob, you know, you've seen plenty of pre-seasons when we've won titles and the preparation's been shambolic, if anything. No, like, tales of players coming back half-cooked and...
the good old days,
you know,
yeah.
Enjoying themselves a bit too much and losing a few games against clubbers and then going out and winning titles with games to spare. So, as much as you can glean from them, they have been encouraging, and especially when you're playing, you know, two of your main rivals in Arsenal and Manchester United, and in the case of Manchester United, you're beating them quite convincingly on paper, and then with Arsenal, you know, you go 2-0 up, and then you see the game out, even when they make it 2-1. So it has been encouraging, and I think Sunday I did watch most of the Sevilla game live. I enjoyed it as much as you possibly could, with the caveat of this isn't the same Sevilla that beat us in the Europa League final, or the same Sevilla that pulled it back from 3-0 down against us in the Champions League in 2017.